By the way, for any white person that might be listening, if you have to ask, can you say the word nigga, don't say it. Don't say it. My best friend is white, and he says nigga all the time. Why? I will tell you. And this goes back to the subject that I was about to say. People ask me, am I uncomfortable working in front of a mostly white crowd? I'm like, nah, I've done shows for the Klan before. It ain't no big deal. No, I had a show in a place called Vidor, Texas. V-I-D-O-R, Texas. It's always somebody that knows where that is.
I know that place.
Thank you. It's always somebody in every crowd that knows where that is. No, don't worry about her, sir. She's absolutely right.
I know it.
Right.
I work that place.
And know what? I had a show there, and that's why she said, oh. For those of y'all that don't know and never been to Texas, it's the home of the Klan.
That's right.
In Texas. Yes. See? She knows that. Thank you, sweetheart. Because people think that I'm joking around whenever I say that. It's the home of the Klan in Texas. And I had a show there. Because they hired me by accident. Because I was on a show with a bunch of redneck comics. And I was on their website, but they had my name and not my picture. Yeah, and my name is Daryl Wright and not Leroy Jackson. So you can understand the confusion. So they hired me. And since the check cleared, I did the show. Now, I get there, sweetheart, get to Vidor. I got there early, because comics gotta be places early and shit. So I knock on the door, and the guy answers the door. He's like, who the fuck are you? I'm like, I'm the comic. And he's like, oh, shit. He offered to pay me to leave. He did. He was like, look, I don't got insurance for lynching. You gotta get the fuck out of here. All right. Now, I was like, fuck this. As any black guy or Mexican know, now that I done spent my gas money, I'm doing this motherfucking show. You can kiss my ass. I do the show in Vidor, ma'am, and they love me. I'm big in the Klan. They love me. After the show, we all hung out. We had drinks. I learned nigga jokes I did not even know existed. They gave me a Confederate flag t-shirt as a souvenir. It's all black with a Confederate flag on it. And they all signed it, like, God bless, you're a funny nigga, the whole night. And I wear it all the time because I earned it. Fuck y'all. Now, flash forward like 4 years, I move out here. And me and my friend, I'll tell you about the white guy, we were on Venice Beach. I got my Confederate flag shirt on, and he's white. So needless to say, we got a lot of stares from people. Finally, the first dude that had enough nuts to say anything was this coffee shop nigga that skateboarded up to me. Really, California, y'all know what a coffee shop nigga is. One of those black guys with the dreadlocks that does poetry, names himself Knowledge or Wisdom or some bullshit like that. He skateboarded up to me. He's like, bruh. He's like, bruh, do you know what that shirt means? I'm like, yeah, it means they lost, motherfucker. This would be kind of awkward had this team won, wouldn't it? I'm like, this is the United States of America. I got the right to wear the symbol of a loser if I want to. Bottom line is this. If you can wear a Raiders jersey, I can wear a Confederate flag. Now, hold up. Now, since the black power shit didn't work on me, he turned to my friend, who's the white boy. But what he didn't know about my friend is he's a comic too. And me and him lived in Harlem together. 153rd and St. Nick in Harlem. That's so deep in Harlem, brothers don't even go there no more. So all of his white guilt is gone because he's lived amongst black folks in the wild like it's National Geographic. So he turned to my boy and he was like, excuse me, white boy, what do you think about that shirt? And my friend just bust out and said, look, man, I just bought this nigga on eBay. And I will dress him any fucking way I feel.